Hello, volleyball fans, and welcome back to another Continental Volleyball Conference Weekly Podcast. I'm your host, Danielle Dwyer, bringing you this week's list of recaps, the Player of the Week interview, and a rundown of upcoming matchups. I will even have another interview with this week's AVCA National Player of the Week. Before I get into this week's list of recaps, though, I do want to give a quick shout out to the four CVC members that have managed to stay within the top 15 AVCA rankings for 7 consecutive weeks now. One of those teams is the number 15th ranked Stevenson Mustangs, who defeated the Caron Highlanders to maintain their spot within the AVCA poll, posting a 13-6 record. Unfortunately for the Highlanders, the loss extended their losing streak to 5, as they stand at just under 500 with a 7-8 record. Fellow CVC East Division member, the Eastern Mennonite Royals made school history for longest winning streak after they defeated Lancaster Bible College in a clean 3-0 sweep. With their 6th win in a row, the Royals seem to be finding their chemistry as they hit 373 as a team, had 42 kills, and had 3 players finish with double digits in kills. Their overall mark on the season ups to 11-9. For Marymount, their lone game of the week against Penn State Altoona was a success as the Saints walked away with a 3-1 win decision in the books. The Teal College Tomcats had a rough outing in Wisconsin this weekend as they fell to Nazareth, Carthage, Ramapo, and Baruch, extending their losing streak to 5. While the Tomcats' overall mark fell to 10-13, junior Ian Phillips upped his defensive mark in the league to 2nd overall with 163 total digs. And rounding out the East Division is another AVCA-ranked team, the Juniata Eagles. Despite having the week off from play, the Eagles have locked in at the number one spot for the 2nd week in a row, posting an 18-3 mark. Shifting gears to the CVC West Division, we have another AVCA-ranked team, the number 9 Lakeland Muskies, and also this week's Player of the Week, Alec Redlick. The Muskies currently stand in 2nd place in the division with an overall 15-6 record. Not only did the Muskies jump up 2 ranking spots in the AVCA, but also Redlick nabbed his 2nd Player of the Week award. However, this is the first for him in the CVC. Redlick is a 6'1 junior outside hitter who was key in helping lift the Muskies to a 4-0 performance this week. The Wisconsin native tallied double-digit kill performances in all 3 games, averaging 5.2 kills per set, totaling 52 kills, and hitting an average of .353. While this may be Redlick's first CVC Player of the Week award, he was previously recognized as an AVCA National Player of the Week 5 weeks ago. Here's a clip of the interview I had with Redlick where we talked about what all has happened since being named to the AVCA award, as well as an outlook on the remainder of the season. All right, Alec, you were absolutely on fire this past week. You hit just under 400. You had 52 kills and averaged 5.2 per set. What has been the driving factor behind your consistent offensive performances?
Well, I think that now that it's, towards the middle of the season, end of the season, really this is about the time where teams start coming together and prepare for playoffs. And that just makes things easier for everyone. We know who we're passing next to. We're used to our setters. And really, I think that that just builds consistency for everybody, regardless of what position you're at. So now that I'm comfortable with everything, and a lot of these teams, we've gotten to see what they've been doing across the conference, too, so we know what they bring to the table. And that just really helps with being prepared and, I guess, knowing what you have to do to go out and play good every game.
Definitely. And building up team chemistry is huge. And as we briefly kind of mentioned earlier when I called, was just, I feel like we just talked on the phone when you were named as the AVCA National Player of the Week, but that was actually about 5 weeks ago now. And here we are approaching the end of the season. So how do you feel you as an individual player and also your team has really just, what do you think has helped grow you guys so much in that these past 5 weeks?
guess I think we kind of reached a peak when we hit the CVC crossover weekend. I think we were we had a little bit of adrenaline going because we were so excited to play Juniata and play Teal and Stevenson, three ranked teams. And we kind of were just so pumped up that we came out and we played really well. And then the next week or two, we actually fell off a little bit, and we weren't playing as well. And it kind of woke us up a little bit, I think. When we came in ranked in the ABCA poll, I think we kind of took advantage of that, and we were really excited. But it kind of, in practices and stuff, it actually kind of was a hindrance because maybe we weren't trying as hard as we were supposed to. We were like, oh, we're ranked now. Like, it's great. But then after we stopped playing as well as we thought we should be, it kind of woke us up, and we really put a lot into practice the last couple weeks, and I just think it helped us prepare better than if we had done really well after the crossover weekend, because I think that we would not be prepared for the CVC tournament coming up. So I think that now that we kind of see how we can play when we prepare correctly and when we don't take advantage of the fact that we're skilled, but we still need to put the work in to get where we want to be. So I think that's helped with getting us another good week, and then hopefully going to CVCs we can still be on fire, I guess.
One of the teams Red Lake and the Muskies defeated was Dominican University. Although the Stars had another strong performance from last week's CVC Player of the Week, Alex Coyne, Dominican wasn't able to lift to a victory. In addition to the loss, the 10-11 Stars also fell to Ramapo before defeating CVC foe MSOE in a clean 3-0 sweep. For MSOE, the loss went along with three more as they fell to Mount St. Joe's, Fontbonne, and Ramapo, dropping their record down to 4-13. For the Fontbonne Griffins, the win over the Raiders snapped their five-match losing streak. Aaron Grau led the way with 22 kills, and Justin Winkleman finished with 38 assists. Their mark is currently 7-8. As for Mount St. Joe's, the loss to Lakeland and the win over MSOE were their only matches of the week. The Lions currently stand at 11-8. Rounding out the list of recaps is the fourth and final ranked team in the AVCA, the Carthage College Redmen. The Redmen are currently on a 9-game winning streak, the longest in the CVC, as they hosted and defeated Nazareth, Teal, Ramapo, and Baruch this past weekend. Not only does Carthage stand atop the CVC West Division with an overall 15-5 record, but they also had this week's AVCA National Player of the Week, Jim Schultz. As a 6'2" outside hitter, Schultz averaged just under 4 kills per set and hit an impressive .414 average this past weekend. The senior even had a double-double performance against number 7th-ranked Nazareth, notching 10 digs and 16 kills, and a 4-dig, 7-kill, 3-ace, and 4-block outing against Ramapo to close out the weekend. Schultz is just the 11th player in the program's history to claim this student-athlete honor, and here's what he had to say about this past weekend and the season as a whole. So I was at the tournament this weekend, and you were absolutely tearing it up out there. You averaged just under 4 kills per set. You hit an impressive .414 average. You had a double-double performance against number 7th-ranked Nazareth. And you closed out the weekend against Ramapo with a 4-dig, 7-kill, 3-ace, and 4-block performance. So what clicked, or what was the difference maker for you this weekend?
It was really just the overall team play. A big difference, a big change that we made is how much energy we're bringing to the court. If you were there, you probably saw like we're screaming and running around a lot more than we used to. And just that amount of energy makes it really hard for teams to keep up with us. And it just makes it so much more fun to be out on the court.
Definitely. You guys definitely had team energy on the court, off the court, every play, no matter how it ended up. And that was just, it was amazing to see for sure. And so I know I left this past weekend's tournament thinking you guys totally rocked out this weekend, but you definitely had to be happy with how you performed. Did you kind of expect that you would at least be acknowledged for what happened this weekend?
I was hoping so. I thought I played well. It was probably the best volleyball I've ever played. So, I I mean, it's a really big honor to be acknowledged for it, and it feels good.
Definitely. And you're the 11th player in the program's history to earn this award. So what does that mean to you?
It just shows how strong of a program we have. We've only had a team, I think this is our 13th season or something. And even have 11 players in 13 seasons, that's pretty great.
Yeah, that's definitely a testament to the strength of the program and just recruiting ability and all that volleyball knowledge, really. So the team is currently leading the CVC West Division. You're on a 9-game win streak, which is the longest running win streak in the conference right now. And most would say this is somewhat of a pressure situation. Are they right? And how do you keep your teammates focused on the game and not that hype or the target on your back?
We always play like there's a target on our back. That's like one of the big things that we acknowledge, is that we are a program with a lot of history, and a lot of new programs want to come out and just beat us because that's huge for them. So the target isn't really something that overly concerns us because we're pretty used to it. But to keep it going, we really just have to keep playing with this energy and this focus. Like, the practices of the last couple of days have been super competitive, and everyone's playing with the same energy that we're bringing to match days. So if we just keep that up, it all should go well.
Yeah, definitely. Now, as a senior of the Redmen, what is your biggest goal from that senior leadership perspective?
I mean, my biggest playing goal is obviously to make the national tournament this year. But really the biggest goal for what everyone gets out of the season is just to, like, know our system and know how we function as a team on and off the court and how we represent our school, and to make sure that everyone's always giving the best representation of our team that we can.
Mm-hmm. And what can we expect moving towards the CVC tournament?
Hopefully we can expect some pretty big things. We obviously want to go and get the automatic qualifier because we don't have to want to rely on getting an at-large bid for the national tournament.
Right.
Yep. So hopefully we just keep playing well.
Looking towards this week's play, not only will all four teams look to remain in the AVCA rankings, but also many in the CVC will be vying to continue on their winning streaks or snap their losing ruts. Red Lake and the number 9 ranked Muskies will have one game this week as they host Illinois' St. Xavier University this Wednesday evening. Number 6 ranked and CVC West Division leaders, the Carthage Redmen and Schultz, will look to keep their winning streak alive when they travel to the West Coast Sunday to take on the University of California Santa Cruz and Holy Names University. The Redmen will remain in Cali to take on UC Santa Cruz again on Tuesday evening. While the Dominican University Stars will have the week off, the MSOE Raiders will face off against Cardinal Stritch in their lone match of the week on Monday night. For the Fontbonne Griffins, they will travel to Mount St. Joseph's for two games against the Lions, one on Friday night and the other Saturday afternoon. Following the pair of matches against the Griffins, Mount St. Joe's will take on Rust College Saturday evening and then again on Sunday. Looking to the CVC East Division, while the Caron Highlanders will look to snap their losing streak when they return to play next week, the Eastern Mennonite Royals will work to keep their winning streak alive as they take on Juniata this Friday and Teal on Saturday. For the number 1 ranked Juniata Eagles, they will follow up their game against Caron with a Saturday match versus Marymount. The Eagles will then host the Teal College Tomcats on Wednesday night. As for Teal, they too will take on Marymount in addition to their games against Eastern Mennonite and Juniata. And for the Marymount Saints, the games against Teal and Juniata will be their lone games of the week. And finishing off this week's list of upcoming matchups is number 15th ranked Stevenson. The Mustangs will take on Keene, Elmira, and York this Friday and Saturday. And that concludes this week's podcast. As always, you know you can check in right here at www.thecvc.org for all the latest conference updates and live footage of the action. And if you haven't done so yet, please make sure you follow us on Twitter at SIDCVC and tune in right here with me, Danielle Dwyer, for next week's rundown.